And welcome. You are listening to WGRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. And this is the Culture Hour with Brian Craven. Back for another week. And this one should be interesting. This time I actually kind of have a theme, and this is the Culture Hour. Back when I had started, came up with the name of the show, it was with a friend. It was supposed to be with a friend. Unfortunately, he transferred. But we did one show together, because one of our friends was gone. So we did one show where it was all classy music, jazz, it was jazz and classical. So today on tap for you guys, I'm going to be having, some jazz, classical music, obviously, and then I'm going to add in some theater music as well. So it should be a good collection of songs, hopefully, some happy, some funny, and some more sad, and some just frankly beautiful. So, let me get into this. I apologize for starting a little late, but let's go to, hold on. So yeah, it has been it's been a bit of a week. I'm just having to fit this up. I wanted to get I've realized I don't have any of my songs set up, so I just have to quickly find it. There we go. Okay, so let's see. So the first song I'm going to play is a very, very classical. It's Symphony 7 by Beethoven, everyone will recognize. For me, it's kind of big because I think it was used in Chef's Table, which, for those who know me, that's my favorite show on Netflix. But so I think what we'll do is we'll start off with some classical music, and then we'll move into some theater, and then I think we'll finish off with some jazz, because that's always what I love to finish off with. Let's get right into it. This is Symphony No. 7 in major. I don't think it says what major, but Beethoven. Also, I don't really know much of music, so reading these classical titles is I'm probably going to butcher them or whatever I'm supposed to say. I'm not saying, I'm sure. So Eric, don't kill me. Other than that, let's just get right into it, and I'll stop. I'll shut up.
Thank you.
And we are back. So I really just kind of wanted to get the start on that. I actually forgot that it's almost over 8 minutes and I have a lot of other things I want to get to. So, but if you want to listen to go and listen to the rest of it, then go on to Spotify and listen to it. So it's a great song. It's a great study song, I found. Let's see. So next up is we're going to play another. I'm going to do with another Beethoven, and this is the Moonlight Sonata, which also known as Piano Sonata Number 4 in C sharp minor. So again, we're going to go with Beethoven, and then after that, I think I might play it right after, is going to be which for those of you who watch Chef's Table, basically it's basically the intro song for Chef's Table. But it is, it's a I'll play the Moonlight Sonata, and then that'll be followed by basically the intro song for Chef's Table. So yeah, it's enough of me, and I'll shut up and play some beautiful classical music. And so, sorry, I was just double checking something in the studio. So we started out with Family Moonlight Sonata, which obviously I think everyone knows. Probably everyone was played that. So when they were like a toddler, they would try to be put to sleep, or so they would actually go to sleep. And then I was actually reading the wrong for the second song that I just played, which is the intro to Chef's Table. I was actually reading the wrong title. It's Concerto Number 4 in F minor. And so yeah, I think I feel that particularly at least when it's presented in the show, I think it's a little bit some of the violin is a little bit softened, because some of it can almost screechy. But overall, I really like it. I really like the energy in that song particularly. I think honestly, if the energy is, it's very very satisfying, and you know, really almost gets you going kind of. So like I said, next we're gonna move into some theater songs. So I'm gonna start off with probably what will be probably definitely the saddest song I play today, because I'd rather play it now and have people feel better by the time I end the show than play it towards the end, because then I'll follow it up with some good funny songs. But so this song, it's called I'll Be Here, and it's from the musical Ordinary Days, which is an interesting musical. I haven't seen it, but I was actually interested in this song because it was sung here by I went to a concert here. It was one of the showcases, and there was someone who sang this song, and it was really a great song. I was like, I gotta go look that up. And so I did. I went and looked it up, and I put it on my musical playlist. And ever since then, I've basically been listening to it every now and then. It's been a while since I listened to it, but recently I found it earlier tonight, and I was like, and that's kind of what that, and some listening to some classical music, that's what I ended up deciding. Yeah, that's what I'm going to play. So I'll play this, and then I have some music from the wonderful Book of Mormon to follow it up. So, but please enjoy the song. Also, just you know, if for any reason you're really dying to see this musical, then I would recommend not listening to this song, because this song does come at the end of the musical. And as I actually was reading, and it seems like this is actually kind of a spoiler, because it gives a lot of background into one of the character stories, but it's kind of something that she's revealing from somebody until the end, and she decides to kind of make it open to the person that she was hiding it from. But yeah, so this song is I'll Be Here, and it's from the musical Ordinary Days.
We met, of all places, in front of Christides, some freakishly cold winter's day. I had on several unflattering layers of wool. He slipped on the ice with his grocery bags full. So I rescued some Fruit Loops he dropped by the curb, and he made some remark that my smile was superb. I thought that was sweet, and I started to go, and he said, "Hey, what you doing tomorrow? Because I'll be here at the corner of Bleecker and Mercer tomorrow at 7. If you want to meet up, I'll be waiting right here. And in case there are two fellas waiting for you, my name's John." He waved and then he was gone. Needless to say, I went back there to meet him, mostly to see if he'd show. And there he was, out in the cold, with his jacket pulled tight. He took me to dinner and kissed me goodnight. The next week we went chocolate all day. And suddenly 8 or 9 months had flown by when he said, hey, what you doing the rest of your life? Because I'll be here right beside you as long as you want me to be. There's no question, there is nothing I've wanted so much in my life. This might sound immature, but I'm totally sure you're the one. Walking uptown to this bakery I know, when I heard on the street what I thought was a joke, till I noticed the sirens and saw all the smoke. So I'm running back home with this feeling of dread to the voicemail he left with the last words he said. I'm sorry, I don't mean to ruin your evening by bringing up all of this stuff. You're probably wondering why I even called you tonight. Well, today something happened that spooked me all right. I saw this storm cloud of papers fall down from the sky, and I thought of that day, and I started to cry. When as sure as I breathe, I heard John clear as day saying, hey, you're allowed to move on. It's okay. Because I'll be here. Even if you decide to get rid of my favorite sweater. Even if you go out on my birthday this year, instead of sitting at home, letting all of life's moments pass by. You take off my ring and you let yourself smile. When you meet someone handsome and patient and true. When he says that he wants to be married to you. When you call him one night and he meets you downtown. And you finally answer him, yes. Yes, Jason, I will marry you. I will give you my heart. It has taken so long, but I'm ready to start. Right now, John's whispering congrats in my ear, 'cause I finally let myself tell you that I will be.
So yeah, that was quite the downer. Actually, I remember it was I heard Emily Emick sing it. That was the first time I ever heard it, and she did a really great job. And I remember hearing it, and the thing is it sounds like a very it's funny because to me it sounds initially like a very innocent, you know, classic, oh, kind of you know cute, you meet cute kind of story, and then you know there's the whole, you know, 9/11 thing, and it just kind of punches you in the face, and you're like. Almost in a way, that kind of reminded me of like Up, and like how Up just kind of, you know, goes through this like story and, you know, this beautiful thing, and then just, you know, punches you in the face like 10 minutes in. Except this is, like I said, this is actually at the end of the, towards the end of the musical. But yeah, it's a very beautiful song, very sad. But next up we have an absolutely great song from the Book of Mormon, written by some of the greatest writers and, I think, comedic minds of their generation, if not of all time, in Trey Parker and Matt Stone. So, yeah, this So now, next up, I'm going to play the intro song to Book of Mormon called Hello. And then I'll probably follow that. And then I'll immediately follow that up with the equally funny Turn It Off from Book of Mormon. So yeah, here is Hello from the cast of Book of Mormon. Enjoy.
Hello, my name is Elder Price, and I would like to share with you the most amazing book. Hello, my name is Elder Grant. It's a book about America a long, long time ago. It has so many awesome parts, you simply won't believe how much this book can change your life. Hello, my name is Elder Green. I would like to share with you this book of Jesus Christ. Hello, my name is Elder Young. Hello, did you know that Jesus lived here in the USA? You can read all about it now. Hello, in this nifty book, it's free, no, you don't have to pay.
Hello,
hello, my name is Elder Smith, and can I leave this book with you for you to just peruse?
Hello,
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 I'll just leave it here. It has a lot of information you can really use. Hello.
Hi.
My name is
Jesus Christ.
You have a lovely home.
Hello.
It's an amazing book.
Bonjour.
Hola.
Ni hao.
Me llamo Elder White.
Are these your kids?
This book gives you the secret to eternal life.
Sound good?
Eternal life.
With Jesus Christ.
It's super fun.
Hello.
Ding dong.
And if you let us in, we'll show you how it can be done.
No thanks.
You sure?
Oh, well.
That's fine.
No, no, Elder Cunningham, that's not how we do it. You're making things up again. Just stick to the approved dialogue. Elder, show it!
Hello,
hello!
My name is
Elder Cunningham,
and we would like to share with you this book of Jesus Christ.
Hello!
Well, that's no problem. It's super easy not to feel that way. When you start to get confused because of thoughts in your head, don't feel those feelings. Hold them in instead. Turn it off like a light switch. Just go click. It's a cool little Mormon trick. We do it all the time when you're feeling certain feelings that just don't seem right. Treat those pesky feelings like a reading light and turn them off like a light switch. Just go back. Really, what's so hard about that? Turn it off!
Turn it off!
When I was young, my dad would treat my mom real bad. Every time the Utah Jazz would lose, he'd started drinking, and I'd started thinking, how am I gonna keep my mom from getting abused? I'd see her all scared, and my soul was dying. My dad would say to me, now don't you dare start crying. Turn it off. Like a light switch, just go flick. It's our nifty little Mormon trick.
Turn it off.
Turn it off.
My sister was a dancer, but she
once more. I thought she had time, so I got in line for the new iPhone at the Apple Store. She lay there dying with my father and mother. Her very last words were, "Where is my brother?"
Turn it off,
yeah!
Bid those sad feelings adieu.
The fear that I might get cancer too. When I was in fifth grade, I had a friend, Steve Blade. He and I were close as two friends could be. One thing led to another, and soon I would discover I was having really strange feelings for Steve. I thought about us on a deserted island. We swim naked in the sea. And then he'd try and... Whoa! Turn it off! Like a light switch, there it's gone.
Good for you!
My hetero side just won. I'm all better now. Boys should be with girls, that's Heavenly Father's plan. So if you ever feel you'd rather be with a man, turn it off.
Well, Elder McKinley, I think it's okay that you're having gay thoughts, just so long as you never act upon them.
No, cause then you're just keeping it down, like a dimmer switch on low.
On low.
Thinking nobody needs to know.
Uh-oh.
But that's not true. Being gay is bad, but lying is worse. So just realize you have a curable curse and turn it off. Feel the same. Then you've only got yourself to blame. You didn't pretend hard enough. Imagine that your brain is made of tiny boxes. Then find the box that's gay and crush it!
Okay? No, no, I'm not having gay thoughts.
So, quite the classic there. Both of them, great songs, great musical. If you haven't seen it, I highly recommend seeing it. Unless you'd be offended by it, then otherwise. So I watched it because I knew I wanted to watch it because I'm a huge like South Park guy. But then when my mom said she wanted to watch it because she knew it had won all these Tonys and everything, and she's like, "Oh, I'm sure I want to watch it. I was like, "I'm not sure if you do." So then what I did was I recorded a bunch of South Park episodes, and I would turn them on at dinner time, and just have my mom watch them. And I'd look at her reaction, like, and she actually, funny enough, she actually enjoys South Park. Both of my parents now, they do enjoy South Park, since I introduced it to them, for the most part. So next up, we're going to switch to another funny, great musical from Mel Brooks, which is The Producers. I actually got to see it. I didn't see this on Broadway. I did get to see Book of Mormon on Broadway. But I saw this at home in Kentucky in high school. And it was hilarious. And I really enjoyed it. So this song I'm playing from here is called Springtime for Hitler. So kind of the premise of this musical was that you have this like accountant who tells this producer that if he makes a flop of a musical, then he could potentially make more money because all of the money he would raise would just go directly to him and he wouldn't have to pay out for anything. So basically, he would make more. Basically, saying he'd make more money in a flop where he had a lot of money, as opposed to just having a good show. And so this is a song from the musical they end up making, which is about Hitler. And it's a very pro Hitler musical, and has a really great look upon him. But you'll have to, if you want to know, watch the musical to find out what ends up happening. So this next song I have is Springtime for Hitler from the producers. So enjoy.
Why they call me Wolf.
Don't be stupid, be a smarty. Come and join the Nazi party.
So yes, it is a classic satirical musical about trying to make it big trying to make it big on Broadway by having an amazing flop. If you haven't seen the musical, and if you watch it with Mel Brooks, like it was first a movie and then made a musical, but other Mel Brooks, like Blazing Saddles. I mean, yeah, if you've ever watched Will Mel Brooks, you know he's quite the man for satire. So the next up, I think, I don't have much time. And actually, what I think I'm going to do is I have one more actual classical song that I'm going to play. And then that was actually requested by Phil. I actually don't even know if this is the right version. But and I think I got this. I think I got it right. If not, he'll let me know. But yeah, for so my friend Phil recommended Flight of the Bumblebee. Which is actually, when he recommended it, it was actually one of the reasons why I decided to do it. We might have time. But so I think instead we will not have any jazz, unfortunately. But if you tune in next week, I will have an entire playlist of jazz, and I'll compile that with actually a number of people who are big into jazz and whatnot. So tune in next week if you want to hear jazz. So next up is going to be Flight of the Bumblebee. I listened to the first part of it. It sounded pretty good. And then I'll probably find one last song for us maybe to finish out on. This is Flight of the Bumblebee. Enjoy. Yeah, very very short. Okay. Alright, so let me see. What's a good song to end on? I got 5 minutes here. You know, I think what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna play another song from Mel Brooks. So again, this is all satire. So please, if at all you're offended, just turn it off. I don't know why you would be, but if you might be, then turn it off. You can just turn off the radio for now. But for those, I find these Mel Brooks is quite a hilarious satirist, along with Trey Parker and Matt Stone. But so this last song I'm going to play is called Keep It Gay, which, to give you some context, so the producer who's trying to make this flop goes out and he's trying to find like the worst director he can on Broadway. And so this is his interaction of trying to get this terrible director to direct his terrible play about Hitler. So that's what this is about. And this will probably be a last song. But so enjoy. I'll be interested to see if anyone who listens to this, I'll be interested to hear what people have to say about my choices. But yeah, this is Keep It Gay from the producers by Mel Brooks. Enjoy.
Listen, Roger, did you get a chance yet to read Springtime for Hitler?
Read it? I devoured it. I, for one, for instance, never realized that the Third Reich meant Germany.
Yeah, how about that? Then you'll do it?
Do it? Of course not.
The theater's so obsessed, with dramas so depressed, it's hard to sell a ticket on Broadway. Show should be more pretty, show should be more witty, show should be more... What's the word?
Gay?
Exactly. No matter what you do on the stage,
keep it light,
keep it bright, keep it gay. Whether it's murder, mayhem, or rage, don't complain, it's a pain, keep it gay.
People want laughter when they see a show. The last thing they're after's a litany of woe.
A happy ending will pep up your play. Oedipus won't bomb
if he winds up with mom.
Keep it gay,
keep it gay,
keep it gay.
Couldn't agree with you more. And you have our blessings, Roger, to make springtime for Hitler just as gay as anyone could possibly want. So come on, do it for us, please.
No, I'm sorry, Max, but it's simply not my cup of tea. But still, fair is fair. Perhaps I should ask my production team what they think. This is my set designer, Brian.
Keep it glad, keep it mad, keep it gay.
And here's my costume designer, Kevin.
Keep it happy, keep it snappy,
keep it gay.
We're clever, creative, it's our job to see that everything's perfect for Mr. Debris.
Next, Scott, my choreographer.
Hi there.
And finally, last and least, my lighting designer, Shirley Mockowitz. Keep it gay, keep it gay, keep it gay.
I don't think we're getting to them. What should we do now, Max?
Watch this. Roger, listen. I think that springtime for Hitler would be a marvelous opportunity for you. I mean, up to now, you've always been associated with frivolous musicals.
You're right. I've often felt as though I've been throwing my life away on silly entertainments. Dopey showgirls in gooey gowns. Two, three, kick, turn, 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 kick, turn.
Oh, Roger.
Oh, it's enough to make you heave. Nonetheless, I'm sorry, Max, I just couldn't do springtime for Hitler.
Why not? Think of the prestige.
No.
Think of the respect.
No, no, no.
Think of the Tony.
Tony, 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 Tony.
What's the matter?
Is he all right?
He's having a stroke.
What?
Oh, genius.
I see it. I see it. At last, the chance to do something important.
Roger Debris presents history.
Of course, that whole second act has to be rewritten. They're losing the war. Excuse me. It's too downbeat.
Roger Debris presents history.
But maybe... Ooh, it's a wild idea, but it just might work. I see... A line of beautiful girls dressed as stormtroopers, each one a gem, with leather boots and wits on their hips. It's risque, dare I say, as a dem.
Love it!
I see German soldiers dancing through France, played by chorus boys in very tight pants. And wait, there's more! They win the war, and the dances they do will be daring anew. Turn, turn, kick, turn, 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 kick, turn, 1, 2, 3, kick, turn.
That is brilliant, brilliant. Roger, I speak for Mr. Blum and myself when I say that you are the only man in the world who can do justice to springtime for Hitler. Will you do it, please?
Please?
Wait a minute. This is a very big decision. It might affect the course of my entire life. I shall have to think about it. I'll do it. I'll do it.
So, unfortunately, that is all the time I have. I'd love to keep playing some great music, but I hope you all enjoyed the True Culture Hour, where we had music from the theater, and we had wonderful music from that was classical. So I hope you all enjoyed. And next week, like I said, will be jazz, as far as I know, because I apologize that we didn't get to that today. But I'll have I will create hopefully a great jazz playlist for us, and it should be a lot of fun. But yes, thank you all for listening, if you were listening. And once again, you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. And you have been listening to the Culture Hour with your host, Brian Craven, also affectionately known as Brian the Raven Craven, also affectionately known as Mad Dog. So thank you again for listening. Hope you tune in next week. And other than that, have a great rest of your week. Have a great evening. And yeah, thanks for tuning in. Bye-bye.